Maybe I'm crazy, but I am starting to believe I will never attend Coachella.
Yeah, it's looking like it. It's looking like it's too hot. And
I think I may have passed my Coachella attending age.
I'm still down for it. You still down for it. I'll talk you into it.
We'll see. We'll discuss. Probably not. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Welcome to Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast. I'm Joy Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Baker, a.k.a. Tiger.
Okay, hey, shouts out.
Louisville Tiger.
Yes, shouts out. And shouts out all the track and field coaches out there. You know,
yeah, that's what I mean by Coach Baker. Yeah. Is there a real Coach Baker?
There's a real Coach Baker. He was my middle school track and field coach, mainly just field.
You look like you're wearing a Halloween costume of Coach Baker.
Baker, what about now do I look like Tiger?
You look more like Tiger, yes.
Okay, cool.
The joke is, for anyone who's participated in track and field,
yes,
there's always a discus shot put coach who is really just there to make sure that none of the football players who are there for conditioning hurt themselves.
Yes.
That's Coach Baker.
Or talk to the track people.
And the look is not complete without the glasses.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Got it. Thank you.
So lots of stuff happened this week.
Yes.
First of all, the Warriors dynasty is over. I don't think I'm being hyperbolic in saying that.
I feel bad. I don't want to. You know, we've been calling this, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like the turmoil interiorly, you know what I'm saying, would affect their play.
Right.
But what had happened was, like, I basically hope Boogie gets well soon is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Hope Boogie gets well soon. It's not because of that the dynasty is over, but it is over.
Yeah, it is for sure. Yeah. And there's so much movement going to happen with the free agents coming up. That's going to be a big deal. It's looking more and more like this is the last view of the NBA in this particular form we're going to see.
Thank God.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is back.
Woo!
Tiger Woods is back. You've been saying it for so long. You never had to go anywhere, but he's back.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson just got paid.
Man.
And then had a stunt on everyone.
In a weird way.
Like we met, yeah, very weird. We'll get to that. You can't have your phones on the sideline of an NBA playoff game while you're losing, or really ever. Duke has lost Zion Williamson, which is a very big deal. No one was expecting it.
Whew.
It is the biggest deal.
Don't
I promise.
Do that. Don't
huge.
Do it.
Huge deal.
Big news.
But let's start with the Lakers.
Yes.
So there's so much happening with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to be talking about the Lakers during the NBA playoffs, at least the first round, because they don't have anything set up. We don't know what's going on. So they don't have a head coach. As we know, Luke Walton is now with the Sacramento Kings.
Congratulations to him.
He fired the Lakers as they simultaneously fired him. 50-50 split, if you will. Which I have no problem with Luke doing that. I think it's actually very smart for him to do that. I don't know why you would stay somewhere where you have no stability whatsoever. And even if he had managed to get another year out of this situation, he would likely be fired next year.
Right.
And then you're in a position where you're a failure as a head coach. And who knows if you'll ever get another head coaching job. So, of course, people will say, well, the front office in Sacramento isn't any better. Sacramento has a lot of talent. They almost made the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds cute that they have a bad front office, and maybe they have been dysfunctional over the years, but they wanted you. Like, they wanted Luke, and they got who they wanted.
Yeah.
So he has support, if nothing else, a four-year deal, and he has talent. And at the end of the day, you can't win in the NBA without talent. We saw that this year with the Lakers. Everyone was hurt. What happened? Disaster. So he's in a good situation. I don't think that what happened with the Lakers this year was mostly Luke's fault. I think he obviously played a role in it, but I don't think it was all Luke's fault.
Right.
And now we'll get to see if Luke is actually a good coach, because he has no more excuses. He has the support of the front office. He has a good core young group of talented players, and he's got a four-year deal. So let's see what happens. And that's fine. So Luke is in Sacramento, and that's done. But as far as the Lakers are concerned, they still have Rob Pelinka. They don't have a president to replace Magic Johnson, and they don't have a head coach. So the story is Monty Williams, who was the head coach of the Pelicans from 2010-2015, has been interviewed. Ty Lue is being interviewed. And Juwan Howard's name is out there as well, although I think that Ty Lue and Monty Williams are kind of the front runners at this point, because I'm hearing more about them than Juwan Howard. Although Juwan Howard is completely qualified, he's never been a head coach before, and the Lakers are kind of in a desperate situation where they need someone who has at least been a head coach before. I don't really believe that, but in this situation, I think Ty Lue is the best person for the job. And that's not a knock on Monty Williams. I just think he's worked with LeBron before. And the Lakers have to stick with LeBron. All this talk about you know, not turning the franchise over to LeBron James and Clutch Sports, and you need to bring somebody in who's like totally new, and he's gonna lay down the law. Okay,
who's this agent?
Zach Lowe had a report, and I believe it. I believe that this agent said this. It's not that I don't think that the report is credible. Yeah. It totally is. The report is, I've had some powerful people in the league, including a powerful agent who represents a lot of key players, tell me, we don't want the person to be from either of those orbits. We don't want the new GM or president even to have some sort of connection to LeBron. We need it to be a fresh start. My players don't want to have the impression that LeBron is running the team. Well, the Lakers aren't for you. Thanks for playing. Not for you.
It's not that simple, but I feel you.
No, it's really literally that simple.
Okay.
If you're coming to the Lakers, you're coming to LeBron James Lakers.
Yeah.
All right? There's no two ways about it. If you want to come to the Lakers without LeBron James, then have a conversation with the Lakers about trading LeBron James. Ooh. But as long as LeBron James is here in Los Angeles playing for the Los Angeles basketball Lakers...
Yes.
He is making calls. Mm-hmm. And when did this... I know this has been a very disastrous year for LeBron. Optically, he had his first major injury, mm-hmm. the fiasco with Anthony Davis, Magic Johnson is gone, Luke Walton is gone.
The shot.
Now he's got to film Space Jam. All right, it's a disaster. We know this, okay? However, he's still LeBron James. He still has 3 championships. He's still been running the NBA for the past 15 years.
Ooh.
Can everybody just calm down for 5 seconds? Just for 5 seconds, just take a few breaths, a few yoga breaths, it'll do you good, and just relax, okay? If you're coming to Los Angeles, you're playing with LeBron James, and you're going to deal with LeBron James' stuff.
You have the honor of dealing with LeBron James' stuff.
Thank you! Who is the other free agent that's available out there that has the cachet to demand this? Kevin Durant?
I was like, that's currently on the team that he's going to be on.
Kevin Durant is not coming to Los Angeles. He's either staying with the Warriors or he's going to New York. So unless Kevin Durant is like, I want to come and play with you, LeBron, in Los Angeles, you're going to have to turn this team over to me and we need to hire these people. Cool, do it. Great, cool. All right, I'm all for the chaos. But that's not happening and we're not even discussing that. So who else is out there that can demand that? No one.
No.
It's still LeBron James.
Yeah.
And he's still going to have Clutch Sports there.
Mm-hmm.
And for that matter, this whole thing about Clutch Sports and like LeBron and we don't want the LeBron of the West and... We bring in Ty Lue, Cleveland of the West.
Right.
Yeah. Wasn't Cleveland in the finals for like 4 straight years? Didn't they win a championship? Didn't they beat the greatest regular season team in NBA history, the Warriors?
Yes, all
didn't
of
they
it.
Come back 3-1? Didn't they hold them to 89 points on their home floor in Game 7? Does anybody have a Google machine? Ty Lue is a good coach.
A memory.
Every time things went wrong, it was Ty Lue's fault. Every time things went right, it was LeBron James' fault.
Yep.
And I'll admit it. Like, we all made jokes about LeBron James is really the coach of the team. But that's not true. There's a reason why Ty looked so stressed out at the end of the season. It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
He held all of that together. Coming back 3-1 was not all on LeBron James. Like, nobody else gets credit when you play with LeBron James. We know that.
Right.
But let's just stop with the, like, exaggerations here for a second. Ty Lue is the coach for this team.
Mm-hmm.
He's the right coach for this team. You need to put someone there who has no adjustment time with LeBron James. You need to put some shooters around him and try your best to get another free agent here and stop with all this nonsense about you can't build a team around LeBron James. What the hell did you get him for then? What, because one, the very first season, it didn't go as perfectly planned as Hollywood have prepared? And for that matter, this is perfect. This is exactly what Hollywood wants. You want things to be a disaster so then you can come back and create this masterful comeback story that
true.
You can one day make a movie about.
If everything went
perfectly the first year, it would be a bore fest.
I agree with you. That's why I've said that at the end of this whole thing, LeBron was setting up for one hell of a comeback. But at the end of the day, LeBron chose the Lakers. So the Lakers are dealing with having a name and a superstar like that not built under their roof coming to Los Angeles, coming to the Lakers, and now they're having to deal with the turmoil in between. Because we do agree that LeBron was the one that chose the Lakers, not Lakers choosing LeBron.
Sure, but when freaking when? Like, you could be in worse situations. Last time I checked, you guys haven't been very good or relevant for the past, like, 5 years.
But LeBron James being here, continuing that stretch is a very scary thing for Lakers fans.
Get over it. What were you doing before LeBron got here? Were we talking about the Lakers on the national scale as being contenders before LeBron got there?
Julius Randle's
really
good.
No disrespect to Lakers fans, but get over yourselves. You were not relevant before LeBron James got here for several years. You were bad. Okay? You had a lottery pick. You were not good. All right. So let's just, this is just everyone just relax with this completely lack of, this is like a complete lack of disrespect for what LeBron James has done in this league and him choosing to come to the Lakers. It almost makes me wish he hadn't come to the Lakers so the Lakers could still be irrelevant and we would be talking about LeBron James somewhere else. I just need everyone to calm down. And then on top of it, Rob Pelinka is still there. Rob Pelinka is Kobe's guy. So this whole idea, and while we're talking about it, okay, just another and, Rob Pelinka and Kobe Bryant did exactly what LeBron James and Rich Paul are doing. They were the original Clutch Sports. Yes. So what's the difference?
Woo.
Okay, Rob Pelinka has some more basketball credentials and he went to law school. Cool. I'm not discrediting that.
Right.
But what is the difference? He's Kobe's guy and he's in that position because of Kobe. Yes, he had other great players, but he's in that position because of Kobe.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's not a knock on Rob Pelinka. He should be there. But he's with Kobe's guy. So this whole idea that, no, like, you shouldn't have a player having influence. What do you think? You think he doesn't talk to Kobe about what's going on there? Like, we were just talking about Kobe possibly being the president of the Lakers last week. Not that I think it's going to happen.
No.
But you're not going to get to program a perfect situation. If you're coming to the Lakers, you're dealing with LeBron James, you're dealing with Clutch Sports, you're dealing with Rob Pelinka, you're dealing with Jeannie Buss, you're dealing with everything that the Lakers come with. You can't just, this whole report that like, oh, well, free agents are, we will not accept anything related to LeBron James. What the f*** you want to play with LeBron James for then? What does that even mean?
But Jeannie Buss being someone who is also a Kobe guy, and Rob Pelinka being a Kobe guy, Kobe, since his exit, and by the way, the reason they got the lottery pick was because they spent so much money on Kobe during his exit years, okay? So now we're blaming Jeannie Buss, we blame Rob Pelinka, but we're not blaming the person who's pulling those strings, and I know I've been on the Kobe side of things from here on out, but if Kobe became the president of the Lakers and then all those pieces stayed around, then we can accurately blame someone. Now we're just blaming Kobe adjacents because
I'm not blaming anybody. I don't. There's no blame to go around because we don't know who's in control of anything. That's the problem. That, to me, is more of the issue with free agents. It's not so much that it's someone who has a connection to LeBron James. It's that the Lakers have no direction right now.
Yeah.
You have to hire a president before you hire a coach.
Duh.
Okay? So them looking for a coach before they hire a president, to me, says they don't care who the president's going to end up being because they have to put whatever makes LeBron comfortable in place first.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. And this whole talk about, you know, they need to go and get Pat Riley. Pat Riley's not leaving the Heat. Stop talking about it. Bob Myers not leaving the Warriors, okay?
Yeah.
And Bob Myers has his own set of things to deal with at the end of this season anyway, okay? Because the Warriors have some pieces that could be moving around. That's his first thing to handle. He's got to manage his own free agents and his own team at the end of this season. He's been managing a team put together by Larry Riley, and now he has an opportunity to show what he has to do with the Warriors. So he's not going anywhere either. What?
Good problems to have.
Good problems, but I'm saying, like, why would he want to go and I'd rather have those problems. Like, why you want to go and deal with Lakers problems?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, they have people they could go and get. They could go get Neil O'Shea from the Trailblazers. He put together Lob City. Mm-hmm. He drafted Dame and McCollum. He didn't miss the playoffs after losing LaMarcus Aldridge. They're third in the West. Like, there's other people out there besides these abstract names that are not coming to the Lakers. And he may not even want to come. Like, just, in my opinion, get the coach, put whatever LeBron James needs in place, figure out the president later, or just move Rob Pelinka into that spot and hire somebody else to be the GM. And as far as these free agents go, you're dealing with LeBron James, okay, and everything he has to offer and everything he comes with if you're coming to the Lakers. And if you don't want to deal with that, go somewhere else. Like, I'm not rooting for the Lakers to get some big free agent or something. I'm just saying these are facts. I don't even understand why that would be a thought. It doesn't even make sense to me. You're playing with LeBron James. What do you mean you don't want someone with a connection to LeBron James?
And I think people need to be more realistic about NBA stars, more realistic about how one comes to win a championship and how one comes to be a championship caliber player. And it is from learning from a player like LeBron James how to turn it on in the playoffs in a real way. Because we're seeing now the playoffs are out there. We're seeing people turn it on in a real way that we've never seen before. And that's why this is fun without LeBron, so I can pay attention to all these teams that will be a threat to LeBron next year.
No, the playoffs have been great, and I think they're only going to continue to be better. And it is kind of nice to not be focusing exactly on everything that's happening with LeBron and whatever team he's on. I'll give you that. But as far as LeBron goes, like, to me, is what I said, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, to me this is the spot. Barkley was talking about LeBron going on TNT with them, right. And I think that's a great idea. I hated the tweet response.
Hashtag King in Studio.
King in Studio. It's time to drop the King thing. Like, we're done with that. We're done with it. We're retiring that for just a few years, okay? Just until you retire, I think we just retire the King thing. Like, we're done with that for now. Just let it go. This whole, like, everything I said about LeBron still stands. Like, people need to respect it, yeah. And that he's still going to run the team and all that. But he needs to take a step back from all of this.
Yeah.
Everything optically was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's around him who's telling him that it's not is not good for business, because it is. There's a reason why everyone turned on the situation. And it can be fixed. Just get Olivia Pope out here, or you can listen to what I have to say, okay? I'm free. All right? The bottom line is, this whole, like, King in the Studio thing, and someone needs to come and get in the car with me, and we're going to drive to a championship. No. That's what these free agents are talking about.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that they are afraid that there's no direction in the front office at all, someone doesn't want to come here and be subservient to King right. James. Like, you are King James, and you do have three championships, and you are LeBron. Like, you do have all that. But LeBron needs to pivot that.
He can only do so if somebody comes and takes it from him. And there's no one to give the reins to right now. And that's what a free agent that has the gusto to come in there and show LeBron James, I am not only better than you right now, I can lead this team right now, and you will be a great 1A to this championship.
I'm not saying that there is a free agent unless it's Kevin Durant. If Kawhi was to come, yes. If Kawhi was to come, he needs to make it Kawhi's team. And it'll never be Kawhi's team vocally, because it's LeBron's image and LeBron-ness overshadows yeah. Kawhi. But this whole, like, me versus you guys, and I'm over here and you guys are over there, like, that doesn't work. It doesn't work at this point in your career. Like, you need a team atmosphere. And that's really what the Lakers need. Like, the Lakers do need to build around LeBron. Yes. These free agents need to stop talking crazy about things aren't going to be the way that LeBron needs them to be. The Lakers need to focus on rebranding everything that they're doing. But LeBron, aside from all of that, needs to realize that this was not a good optic year. And, like, stuff like that, like, he didn't have an opportunity to go on that show and, like, joke and, like, make fun of himself mm-hmm. a little bit, and, you know, be open and honest and transparent with everybody. That would help things, but not if you're going in, like, King's in Studio.
No, I mean, you saw the benefit of...
Like, you're in studio because you're not in the playoffs.
Right. All I'm saying is LeBron needs to take a step back, recognize all the things that all the people around that make him who LeBron James is, and feed those people instead of standing on a soapbox and screaming, I need help. Somebody needs
right,
to help me.
Right. Right.
Somebody come along.
Less I, me, more yes. we. Like, yeah, that's
a team.
That's all I'm
team.
Saying. Yes.
And a team is going to win the championship this year. And I'm saying that I'm looking at John Heller, a big Warriors fan. A team's going to win the finals. Because this Clippers team, I know I'm going to talk about that. This Clippers team reminds me of that Pistons team. A lot of pieces, a lot of people.
We're starting to transition to other topics.
So okay, I'm just saying.
But the bottom line is there needs to be a direction from the Lakers, which is build on LeBron. LeBron needs to focus more on we, not me, and all these free agents need to stop talking crazy unless you're Kevin Durant, and Kawhi wouldn't do it either. Like, if you're going to come and play with LeBron, you're playing with LeBron and all his stuff. That's just the way that it works, or the Lakers aren't for you. That's it.
We about to turn up in this bitch.
All right, what am I winning or quitting today?
Sunday morning, 43-year-old Tiger Woods did something legendary, winning his first Masters since 2005 and his fifth green jacket since his first 22 years ago. Tiger now has 15 majors in his career, only three behind the golfing goat Jack Nicklaus. Joy, Tiger Woods is bigger than golf. With it or quit it?
With it.
Woo!
With it, that's and your take golf bros can at me. No, it's not been my recent take. It's been my take.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I said that's been your take, period.
Yes.
Over time. Correct. Yes.
My take on Tiger is that he is bigger than golf. Tiger is not, he cannot be duplicated. And I know golf will push back on this, but they've been looking for a replacement Tiger since Tiger got injured and since everything happens with the fire hydrant situation.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Right. We'll call it a situation.
Yeah.
And I maintained before, back when this talk of Tiger being back mm-hmm. Became a thing, that Tiger never really had to go anywhere. Like, the attack on Tiger Woods felt very hypocritical to me, based off the fact that golf as a recreational sport, not as a professional sport, is notorious with like getting away with the guys for the weekend and drinking some beers and getting away with my wives. Like that's the whole culture of
solitude.
Golf. Okay.
Yeah. And it's beautiful out there in the nature. To do it amongst nature, it's nice versus a basement.
Right. I get it. Okay. Yeah. I understand that. But I'm saying it's hypocritical. Mm-hmm. And he lost a bunch of sponsors. He lost Gatorade, AT&T, Gillette. Like, those are big sponsors. Yeah. Obviously, Nike stuck with him, which seemed like the right move for Nike to do. And he's had a ton of injuries. He had a torn ACL, a neck injury, a sprained MCL, Achilles, another Achilles, three back surgeries. It looked like it was over for him just physically. Forget everything that happened with him emotionally, with his family and all that and all those scandals. And Tiger, you know, for the most part, didn't have the best reputation amongst other golfers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he, as you were saying a little bit earlier, like, he kind of was separate and, like, I don't know if arrogant is the right word for it, because I don't really... I think if you are on that level, you're going to have a bit of arrogance.
Right. He kept a small circle on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
But this was the biggest moment, not in sports history, because I think that's, I think we're kind of dismissing some other more impactful moments in sports history when we say that. But it's definitely the biggest moment in golf history. And it didn't have to be the biggest moment in golf history, because I hate this build them up to tear them down, to build them up again thing. I don't like participating in it. If someone does something truly awful to someone, and I will give you the DUI arrest thing, like, you can't, that's the lowest of the low for Tiger. Like, you don't want to put other people in danger. So I'm not dismissing the severity of that, obviously. Like, that's rock bottom.
True addiction.
All right, right. And he went to rehab and he got himself right. But like, there were things that happened to push him to that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just a fact. Like, Tiger is bigger than golf. What happens? People turning on their TVs to sit there and watch this happen, and then all be moved to tears at him walking over and hugging his son. Ain't nobody else in golf doing that.
Yeah, no.
Who?
No.
What's the guy's name? Bubba Sparks? What's the guy's name?
God, I wish it was Bubba Sparks. We talking ugly.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson cries every time he wins something, and nobody else cries. Okay, there's no other Tiger.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
That's it. And I knew, I'm not going to lie, I did not remember his last name. I didn't remember his Bubba
feels
Watson,
like
which,
feels like a half a Tiger.
No.
Like, you get, get half
I'm
of this
not,
for Phil.
I'm not dismissing Phil as one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Right.
But he doesn't have the impact that Tiger has. No. And culturally, he doesn't have the impact that Tiger has.
No. Sorry, Ari laughed out loud when you called that golfer an athlete just now. I just wanted to say that the gymnast in the room
don't
just
do that.
Laughed.
Don't do that.
Well, the gymnast did laugh.
Because Tiger
it's a tough
is...
game. It's a tough game.
Because Tiger, the difference is, Tiger is one of those one-of-one people. It's like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Or...
Jordan.
Yes. It's like this. There's a name, but there's also... the public downfall. I think the biggest, why this feels so big, is Tiger as a celebrity with all the scandals felt like he hit rock bottom, but also Tiger as an athlete with all the injuries felt like he hit rock bottom.
So
for
right.
both camps, people who just understand golf as a whole and the sport as a whole and Tiger Woods as a whole, this is a resurgence and is a great moment in sports.
No, it was a great moment in sports. It was awesome to watch. I'm glad it happened for him. I really feel like now he has a chance to pass Jack. I don't know if he will, because again, he's not getting any younger, and
why
this
not?
Is like a lot to do to accomplish.
Yeah,
that's why it's such a big deal. I don't think it's impossible. Obviously, like, he never gave up on himself, clearly, even though other people did, which was fair. Like, he was at the rock bottom. Like, who could really come back from that? And that just shows you like fortitude and what people can overcome when you put your mind and like your body and soul into doing something. So it was a great moment. I don't want everyone to get carried away. Like, there's not going to be another Tiger. So just enjoy every second of this.
Yeah.
Not to disc golf, but like, it just is what it is. There is no other Tiger. And also, just as a whole, when you are watching it and you are reminded of like, damn, he really got the juice.
Oh man.
He got the juice for real, for real.
Dripping with the juice. He's been stressed out though, because he mentioned even in his post interview that he's balding. So like, we saw him when he took that hat off. And we're like, put the hat back on, Tiger.
It's time for bye bye.
You think it's time for him to come all the way home and just kind of take it off?
I've never understood the concept of it. I don't understand the concept of it. I don't get it. It's time for bye-bye.
He's too light-skinned. He's going to have to sit outside for a long time and get that tan line is real. That is years of being out in the sun.
3 days in Cabo, you're good to go. Okay. All right, just keep the sunscreen on so it doesn't peel.
Go to Cabo. I want to get back to golf. I want to go back and say that of the top 15 golfers in the world, 8 of them finished in the top 10, and Tiger beat all of them. So this may not be just like a one-off. Tiger may be coming back into form because he beat real competition that was actually playing, trying to beat Tiger.
Yeah.
Red shirt Sunday. That's what you saw from Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else you could see was wilting. The pressure was too much. As soon as he jumped out to that lead, he crept back a little bit to the field. He bogeyed a couple things. But he was rock solid while everyone else was shaking in their boots. Shouts to my computer. And that's what you expect from Tiger.
This is, yeah. I mean, if your computer doesn't go off during the podcast, do we do a podcast?
No.
But thank you for the golf.
Yeah, and the golf talk, the double bogey. Oh my gosh, yeah. I almost fell asleep when you was explaining it to. But I was with you, and I appreciate it. And go
it's
golf.
Like, it's like your computer fell asleep.
He said, "Oh, he said bogey twice." Oh, double. okay. Can I move on?
Yes.
Russell Wilson's clone in Sierra announced late last night on social media that he and the Seattle Seahawks have agreed to a deal that will make him the highest paid player in the NFL. $140 million over 4 years with a $65 million signing bonus. Woo! Joy, Russell Wilson winning means the Seahawks will be losing. Win it or quit it?
Quit it. I do think that they're still going to be good, but I do think we should all be very concerned right now. The level of non-concern for the missing Russell Wilson is really, like, it shows a lack of humanity.
We're going to come off the top with this.
I mean, who is that person?
I agree.
All right, we have to show the video before we continue for one more second. If you haven't seen the video, this is what Russell Wilson, a.k.a. Sierra, decided to put on social media. Allegedly.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Well, it wasn't alleged. It came from Russell Wilson's account.
I was saying it was allegedly his voice. I don't know if it's allegedly him.
Yeah. I don't know who that is talking.
Right.
It sounds like he's talking into one of those machines.
Like, Isaac Hayes machines.
You will bring the $87 million. To the house and put the lotion on his skin.
Like, I don't... Who is that person talking? That's not Russell Wilson's voice. I've heard him on interviews. It's not him.
I mean, okay.
Okay, so anyway, aside from the fact that incredibly disturbing video was posted for all of us to find out that he signed the biggest contract in NFL history. I mean, you make your own decisions about that video and if you choose to watch it again. I was forced to watch it 3 times because Heller could not seem to get the sound right for my... years, so I had to watch it
that
multiple
works.
Times.
Yeah, no, it's worked. No, don't reach for the mic. Go ahead.
I don't understand the video. I'll never understand it. And I'll never get that time back, and I'll never remember what life was like before I had to watch that.
It was 12:44 a.m. You know, it was late. He woke up from his slumber with his wife in their with their bedroom in their white comforter. You know, I don't know.
No shirts. You got lots of money. You got all the money you can handle.
Just toss
Toss a shirt on.
I have a question. Do you sleep in chains?
So you were just laying around
your
chains.
That's an honest question. I'm not.
I don't know.
You were laying around your chains.
Cuba Gooding Jr. probably does.
I don't know. True. Right. Anyway, he signed a monster deal. He's NFL's highest paid player. I do think that they had to do this. I don't know what their other option was.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fun to be able to build around a Jared Goff or a Dak Prescott or a Patrick Mahomes or a Mitch Trubisky. That's super fun because you don't pay them really anything and you get to pay skill players the money that they're asking for
and then you
build a team. However,
that'll get you to the
Super
Bowl.
I've named 4 guys. Am I missing anyone else?
Well, Russell Wilson.
Originally, he's no longer that Russell Wilson. So,
okay.
So am I missing anyone else? Like
currently, nah.
So there's only 4 of those guys. Then there's the rest of the league. You have to pay your quarterback. That's how this works. Like it's not some.
Well, if the Jets go on a run, that's an example.
I mean,
well.
I guess you have Carson Wentz. You know, you have Sam Darnold.
Those guys are really high picks, so it doesn't.
Yeah. The bottom line is this. You're not quarterbacks are hard to find, okay?
Yeah.
And you have a franchise quarterback, you got to pay him. You knew this day was coming, and that's all there is to it. And he deserves it. And if he wasn't going to get it, he was going to get it somewhere else because they were going to trade him and he was going to get a contract somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he was still going to be Russell Wilson. And look, we feel how we feel about Russell Wilson's personality or like persona or whatever.
Yeah.
You can feel what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But dude balls, and he handles all of whatever that offensive line contraption is that they put in front of him. Yeah. Like, I don't know another quarterback that could do that. Like, you've seen dude spin. Like, he spins like this, and then he's back this way. And then he goes, I have to run over there, and then he's to crawl back to that side of the field, and he somehow manages to throw it down the field.
No.
Like, you can't you cannot just go draft that. So pay him. Like, that's all there is
all
to it. Now, do I think that they're going to make it to another Super Bowl? I don't know. Yes, it is going to be very hard to put a rest of a team around him. It's going to become a problem eventually. But I don't know what other choice they had. And if it was a team I cared about, I would want them to pay him too, because you got to pay these guys. And it's back to my original point that I've been saying this entire season, and maybe a little bit of last year too. These guys have more power than you think. Like, they're always pushing back, like, oh, it's not the NBA, and stars don't have the power. They do, because he set his own random deadline. On April 15th at 11:59.43 seconds, yes. I will not sign a long-term contract if you don't give me my money. And they did. So
they waited till the last second, but they did it.
Cute.
Yeah.
Really, really stressed him, I'm sure. Because he had a plan if that didn't happen.
And I am all in for watching Russell Wilson play quarterback at a very high level, continue to play for the Seahawks. But as someone who is very aware of the salary cap, even though I don't understand how it works, there's only X amount of monies that can go out to teams.
Nobody
make
understands
the playoffs.
How the salary cap works in the NFL.
All I know is if he gets all the money's not going elsewhere, and they need the money elsewhere for him to go to where he wants to go. But he could be chill.
But this is the thing.
He could be solid, okay, with his legacy as it is, and just play out these contracts and get as much money as he wants.
Yeah, and he has a Super Bowl, and he's earned his money.
And he's going
to
be in the Hall of
Fame. And look, he's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
So, and this is a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
So he
Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl at 41.
Right. He could get another contract. And this is not the time in his career where he needs to be taking pay cuts. Like, there's a time in your career where you take pay cuts. This is not it. This is the contract he deserved. Anyone who's freaking out about it, I'm sorry. Like, this is what was going to happen, is what needed to happen. And if the Seahawks wanted to remain contenders, which they clearly do, they needed a franchise quarterback. So it's done. Congratulations. Please stop posting weird videos we can't handle anymore. Please.
Just make your life a little bit more private. That's all I want.
I mean, I don't care how you want to live your life. I'm not telling other people how to live their lives, except for putting news out in a way that I am forced to watch it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sending a tweet or something.
Oh, my gosh. That was the first. That's like a video that you would see posted from her page.
Right.
Because it's like the version of Russell Wilson that she promotes. But like, coming from his page, it's like, that's not even, who is that person?
I don't know
that's
what
not
that
dangerous.
Is. It's not.
That's not dangerous. Maybe it's, that's not someone who made their handle dangerous. It's just not. He gonna change his handle soon.
What's it gonna be?
Randall. I don't know. Like something just three chains. I don't know, something.
Bring $350 million and two Louboutin shoes to
Seattle.
McDonald's on 59th Street.
It's time for y'all to go to bed, cause we just got paid. Y'all feel me? 12's up. Salute. One love.
Hear ye, hear ye. College basketball people are petty. So, they got their greatest quote of all time. Thank you, Duke, from Zion Williamson. Zion put out a video yesterday declaring for the NBA draft.
Yep.
Shocker.
He's gonna
go to the NBA, where he belongs. And everybody who, you know, is all for the not getting rid of the one and done rules, like, see? People like playing college basketball after all.
Not enough to stay another year.
Sure don't. Listen, I love college basketball. Obviously, the tournament is incredible.
Right.
It's one. I don't want to say it's the best thing in sports, but it's top three. Like NBA playoffs, Super Bowl tournament.
It's a solid thing to be excited for in between the Super Bowl and the finals.
Like, I put it above World Series.
I mean, for me, yeah. For the culture, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not even a debatable.
Right, no, it's not. Yeah. But the point is, it's great, okay? Mm-hmm. And I love college basketball, and I am not anti-college basketball. I do think that there should not be a one-and-done rule, because I think if you are good enough to go from high school to the NBA, and that's what you want to do, you should have the ability to do that. You shouldn't have to go to college and play basketball for free for a year with ridiculous restrictions and a million different ways you can get in trouble with the NCAA. It's silly, okay? Guess what? If they get rid of the one-and-done rule, it's not going to end college basketball. I know everyone thinks that all college basketball players think that they're Zion and they could go straight from high school to the pros. But some, as in most, realize that they might need a few years of development or just 1 year of development.
But why?
Or just want to play college basketball.
Why should they get allowed? Why should just be, if you're good enough straight out of high school, why should they have the option to go straight to the NBA?
Because it's America, and
okay,
gymnasts can do it, and tennis players can do it.
It's not the same professional job.
Violinists can do it. So it seems pretty silly that you should have to go play basketball before you can go do your profession of playing basketball. Everyone's not going to get drafted anyway. Just because you think you're good enough to go from high school to the NBA does not mean the NBA has to draft you. There are ways around bus. Don't draft him if you don't think he's not ready. The point is, I'm happy for Zion. I'm glad that he enjoyed his year at Duke. And mm-hmm. I think going to Duke was the right move for him. He got an incredible platform at Duke. He got to play in front of millions and millions of people. Not that he wouldn't have had a chance to do that in the NBA, but who knows what would have happened in the NBA? Maybe they wouldn't have, anything could have happened, all right? Like, it's not like I'm saying if he went to the NBA that he wouldn't have had a platform of millions and millions of people, but a lot of people watched the tournament, yeah. Okay? So a lot more than some regular season games in the NBA. Just, I don't think that's
some news. Of those games right now.
Right. So it was great for him. It elevated him. It gave him a international platform. I think it rose his stock as far as his brands playing for Duke. So I think it's a good thing. And he enjoyed himself. Great. Good for him. Like, this whole idea that it's like anti-college basketball or college sports thing is like silliness. All I'm saying is you should have the option. Just like in college football, you're going to have the option because some guys are going to go to the XFL and make money as opposed to playing college football.
That is not an option right
now.
Pretty
soon it's going to be, and it's not going to end college football either.
Okay, if that's the case, if that happens and XFL becomes an actual feasible other option other than going to play college football to get you to the NFL, then I'll lay out with this. But right now, there's just rules to this type of stuff.
Well, and there's just a system set up. Because XFL's not in place right now. And it probably won't be a pipeline to the NFL or a viable option to the NFL for a few years. But all I'm saying is, why is it not okay to have that option? Why?
Because they don't even know that they don't know that it's the best decision for them.
You not their daddy?
I'm not. I know. And I hopefully I'm not their daddy. Unless, you know what I'm saying, ooh, what if we make one? Oh, but yeah. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, Kyrie Irving looks back and
was
says his year.
That's an incredibly weird way of telling us that you guys are pregnant.
No, stop. I'm always thinking about kids. Always thinking about the kids. Shout out to the kids. I'm leaving it. Listen, what I have to say is, what I gotta say?
I don't stop. Know. I wish you had nothing
stop.
To say.
Stop.
No. Listen, Kyrie Irving thinks of his time at Duke as his best year of his life. There are the professional playing football, playing sports professionally is a business. These kids, regardless of the structure of the NCAA, how ass backwards it is, how corrupt it is, and it is very corrupt, that is a time for the kid to continue to be a kid and get into an incubator system going into the next level of playing sports professionally.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand all of it. I'm just saying I don't think that LeBron James would have benefited in any way from having
would have benefited from it.
Well, what do we have to do with it? Why do we matter?
The
we
consumer,
don't.
We're paying the monies to see the things.
And they're not getting any of it for their year in college, which is my point.
Okay.
I'm not anti-college. Congratulations to Duke. Congratulations to Zion. I'm glad he had a great year. Mm-hmm. Everyone just calm down. College basketball is not going away. It's still going to be here. All right. We're still going to get to enjoy the tournament. It's going to be all right. Same with college football. And the XFL is definitely going to take players. So that's happening.
It's time for High Key Low Key.
All right. High Key Low Key. High Key Low Key.
People demanding a song.
Yeah.
I like that one, though. That was good. Let me say it again.
High key, low key. I don't know. Anyway, shout out to Armani. It was his 21st birthday this weekend.
Yeah, shouts out. Was it lit?
He is the one that that gave us the idea for High Key, Low Key.
San Diego.
Yeah, it was lit.
It looked great.
It was fun.
It was fun.
And most importantly, he's 21 now, so you can go places and you know, have a nice drink at a restaurant.
Yeah, legally.
One day we'll figure that out and change it to 18, like, you know, everywhere else in the world. But
everywhere
you know.
Else. I mean... It still is 18.
Better.
It's 14 in America, really.
No, it's literally 21. Okay. And it doesn't make any sense because you can vote, but you can't buy a beer.
I don't understand. I heard that multiple times. I don't understand the correlation. What does that mean?
So you can choose the leader of the free world, but you can't have a beverage when it goes badly.
Yeah. Wait a couple years.
No. Okay. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so high key, the playoffs have been super fun so far. Loki, we are never going to see this version of the NBA ever again because, well, before the playoffs, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki retired.
Yes.
But also, everyone's going to be moving for the most part, and this list of free agents is pretty extensive. And depending on how these playoff series work out, really could determine how these things go. So obviously, Kevin Durant, number one piece, first big piece to move. I think he's going to New York. I think that all the writing's on the wall. I think it means something to win a championship in New York City. Bringing a championship to New York City is, and I know all Warriors fans are going to freak out about this, but it kind of means more than three if he wins three in Golden State. I mean, look, I thought it was ridiculous when people said that two championships in Miami didn't mean as much as one in Cleveland because it's two and then there's one. But
it did.
It did.
It did.
And I can admit that.
Yeah.
I don't see what the difference is. I understand that Kevin Durant is not from New York, but it's New York City. It's the mecca of basketball. It's the garden. Like, it's the biggest brand in all of the NBA. Like, it's still the most profitable brand, despite the fact that they've been dysfunctional. They have the only black front office in NBA history. He has connections there. It just makes sense. I think he's going to New York. And I think Kyrie is joining him. So boom.
I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought he was going to come to Clippers. I wanted him and Kawhi to come to Clippers just to make LA the mecca. But the way Patrick Beverley is in the Clippers running through the Warriors right now, Kevin Durant ain't going to jump back on another team that he's getting beat by.
Kevin Durant's going to
I thought he was going to go to the Clippers. There was a way that taking down LeBron in his own city would be the way to appropriately take down LeBron. And I thought that was going to happen, but he ain't going nowhere near the Clippers after the beating that he'd been taking during the playoffs.
That's not happening. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard is, however, going to the Clippers. We'll talk about the Clippers in a second. Okay. But I think Kawhi Leonard is going to the Clippers. Kemba, I think, is probably going to end up in L.A. That's what I believe. I think Kemba is coming to L.A.
I like that.
Klay Thompson's not going anywhere.
No.
Boogie is interesting now because, unfortunately, Boogie had an incredibly insane-looking quad injury.
Chasing the ball.
I think that he's – I mean, yeah, it's a non-contact injury. Mm-hmm. It sucks. I think he's probably going to be out. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but they're trying to say he might be back by the finals. I've never seen a muscle look like that before.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the picture, if you don't like looking at queasy things, it was not for me. So at one time, that's enough for me. But I don't know what's going to happen with Boogie now because I thought for a moment Boogie might be coming to LA.
Right.
But with the injury, I don't know what the situation with that is going to be.
They can get him for cheap. I was hoping they'd get him for cheap anyways. And also, he just needs to slim down a little bit. A lot of these guys coming in injuries that are usually play bigger.
Well, yeah. I mean, Achilles injury is so hard, especially if you're a bigger guy. And then it affects the entire rest of your body because it's compensating. So it's surprising and it sucks. But when you look at the injury that he had before that, it kind of makes sense.
Right.
Jimmy Butler, I don't know. I think Jimmy Butler might end up staying. But it
depends. Somewhere.
You think Jimmy Butler's going to leave?
He'll go somewhere where he can win the same way he did here, but because he didn't anticipate the 76ers being this tumultuous in the locker room. He's supposed to start the tumultuosity.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I could see that. Vucevic, I have no thoughts on, and neither do I on Chris Middleton. I don't know where they're going to end up. I'm saying I just don't know where they're going to end up.
Right.
There's not really a whole lot talk about them leaving or staying or where they're going to go. But if they do end up leaving, those teams are going to look very different also. So enjoy watching the NBA as it's currently constructed because it's going to look a lot different next year.
It's going to change.
So high-key chaos has ensued in the first round of the playoffs. Loki, let's discuss.
Okay.
So first of all, San Antonio.
Don't do that.
I mean, we got to give them props.
They're going to win the series.
Ashley would like me to acknowledge that Pop is the winningest coach in NBA history.
Woo!
Would you like to say
that anything? That is a real...
All right, you missed your moment. The Spurs, I mean, that's a series they could win. I know the Spurs fans were very excited when they saw that matchup. Mm-hmm. I actually do think they are going to win that. I think they could actually end up in the Western Conference Finals.
On accident, but yeah, they can.
I mean, accident or can make up to the Western Conference Finals. OKC, tough loss, but this is the worst shooting. I mean, was that the worst shooting game in NBA playoff history? It was insane. And they still barely lost. But I like Portland a lot. Mm-hmm. And
Ennis picking it up.
Yeah. Ennis had a great game, and Dame is the real deal.
Right.
Houston, Utah, whatever. Houston's going to win that. We'll get to Golden State in a second. Milwaukee and Detroit. We'll also get to that a little later. Boston and Indiana. Boston's going to win that one.
Yeah.
I know it's that's not even a thing.
Nope.
And Toronto and Orlando. I think it was a little fluke. Maybe Dinosaur's going to bounce back.
Little fluke?
It was a little fluke.
Little fluke flack. Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, it might be a little better than we thought, but I still think Toronto's going to win that series.
Yeah, it looked like the Raptors, who were left over from losing in the playoffs so much, was looking at Kawhi, because Kawhi hit a lot of big shots near the end of that game.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you going to do it again? Are you going to do it again?
Well, there's no way that Kyle Lowry's going to have 0 points again. So that's...
Not no way. He's starting to get a real resume of disappearing.
Yeah, I mean, that cannot happen again. And then Philly-Brooklyn, that game was fun. Like, yeah. I was really, really rooting for Brooklyn in the first game. Like, first of all, Brooklyn is slept on.
Yes.
Brooklyn is a fun team. They have the best jerseys in the league.
D'Angelo Russ.
At me. Those jerseys are the best.
Yeah,
and I like them. Have you watched a Brooklyn broadcast?
Yes,
it's
I actually have. Yeah. Yeah, they have a good time.
It's so fun.
Yeah. No, I love that team. I was, D'Angelo Russell was a Louisville guy. His uncle was my barber in Louisville growing up, and he had a lot to say when the Lakers was trying to get him up out of there.
I
knew him when he was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? He was in a barbershop. Oh, he's like, what's up, D'Angelo? What's good? Okay. All right.
Oh, you say you're going that
to,
old.
You going
Brandon.
To Ohio State? Oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. But anyways, he took a lot of flack. I'm glad to see him coming into his form.
He did.
And really being an all-star and playing like it.
He definitely did. Yeah. All right. So we'll discuss Philadelphia a little bit more in Milwaukee, Detroit in a second. But the Warriors. So high-key, the Warriors lost.
Mm-hmm.
And low-key, it's over for them.
Yeah.
It's over for them.
Did they lose, though?
They did lose a lot. They lost the worst ever in NBA playoff history, actually. That's how bad they lost.
The Warriors love setting records. The Warriors love setting records. They love it. Congratulations, guys.
That's a Clippers consolation prize for us taking their shine and CP3 and Blake never doing anything. So.
Oh, my God.
How fun with that record, though.
We are going to enjoy it until
31 points. In a 4-1.
3-1 series and 31. Woo. The symmetry.
Well,
the symmetry.
You did call that. You called game three.
I was a game early, but I knew
you were a game early.
We're still not awake yet. Hopefully. The boogie stuff is...
Gotta flip that switch!
Man, hey, just let Draymond Green get
time.
Hot. Get in Kevin Durant's head. Camp out in Kevin Durant's head.
Kevin
Durant is not there.
Demand a Patrick Beverley ISO camera, okay?
Woo.
Forget Zion Cam. We need Patrick Beverley
yes.
Cam.
Nobody flexes over a flop like Patrick Beverley.
Hey, I know you're very salty about the flop. Guess what? Don't care!
Don't care at all.
You watched that game? You like all those fouls? That was fun for you?
That game was great for everyone.
Yes. Keep fouling the Warriors. They can't get into the rhythm.
Literally,
Steph can't get into his
probably the most enjoyable game for all NBA fans that hate the Warriors since the Warriors have been constructed. That is for sure. Oh. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't hate the Warriors because I don't hate greatness. I mean, look, the Clippers team is so fun. How can you hate that team?
Williams. Fun. Keep going.
They are fun. They play hard.
We should have never got rid of Zubac. I said it. The Lakers should never got rid of Zubac.
Big Z.
Should never gotten away with
it. That's sort of how you say his name.
But unfortunately, Boogie did tear his quad, which sucks. So there's like there are some major negatives to that loss. Aside from that,
yeah.
And it's not that they're not going to lose a series. I mean, before everyone gets all dramatic, I don't watch basketball or something. It's going to be okay. They're not going to lose a series. Although
positive
I do think the Clippers could steal another game. I just think that their path to the finals is not going to be as easy as it was in the past.
Okay.
And Kevin Durant is definitely gone.
Okay, you said the Clippers.
So just enjoy this year.
The Clippers can steal another game.
Until then, next year when we just have other really good players still.
No. That was not a steal from a game. They earned that win.
First of all, they did earn that win.
Yeah, they did.
They did earn that win. Coming back from 31 down is not a joke.
It was crazy.
And Patrick Beverley, he's in his grill. He is in KD's grill. Flopping or not. And you know my policy on flopping.
Right.
If you don't like flopping, then you should just be better at flopping.
KD literally barked at him and got thrown out for it. So I
feel
like they took away. They took away his edge. What do you want?
They took away his edge. Okay. That makes a lot of
Clippers
sense.
Clippers and the rest beat the Warriors for sure.
Yeah. LeBron took away
Draymond.
Nine
turnovers.
Woo.
Alone. Kevin Durant is a sensitive young man, and he is slightly rattled by the combination of Patrick Beverley and the referees. I'm not going to argue that.
And the referees. Okay.
I'm not going to argue that.
All right. You know what? You know who wants to hear the Warriors complaining about the referees? No one. Literally no one.
No, I know. Yeah. It's the worst look ever. It's my look today. That and this tiger shirt are my look today.
Yeah, you got something going on. Both of you have red shirts on. You planned that. Okay. You actually completely match. The point is, it was a fun game for everyone. Everyone enjoyed that game. I think that the Clippers are not only good, if they put Kawhi on that team, they're going to be a problem for y'all next year.
Yeah.
Because KD is going to be gone.
Six games? Seven games?
What
does the problem mean?
For next year?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they might take that ass next year. Yeah, it's legit. What do you mean?
It's fine. Thank you. This is fun.
We're done. Yeah, we're good.
Thank you so much.
I meant that.
Thank you so much for your contributions.
Yeah. Loser power rankings.
Loser power rankings. Losers of the week.
Okay. Coachella. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I don't think Coachella is something I'm going to be attending. I don't like dirt and walking. Extended play, like lengths, you know. Right. Why don't they have golf carts?
They do.
Do they have golf carts?
They have like They have like pedicab kind of things with guys with bikes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
but they're hard to come by, or people just don't want to pay for it? People is it part of the experience to walk?
To walk?
Yeah.
No, it's whatever you want
to
do.
Ariana is the only person in this room that's been to Coachella.
Right.
So she's our resident expert on how it works. And anyway, there's a lot of things about Coachella that seem like I just wouldn't enjoy it. But I get it. And it seems like everyone that goes has a good time for the most part.
The heat and the lack of water in proximity is probably the biggest thing.
I think they have water there, right?
Not a water
at Coachella?
No. A body of water.
You can stay places where there's pools.
Pools, yeah.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I drove Arizona.
You're afraid of being landlocked.
Yes. No, landlocked in the heat is death. Landlock in the heat is death. Like, obviously in the desert, the green comes from somewhere. Guess what? The water is like 400 feet below. Unless you can dig and get to a fresh water source, being landlocked in the heat is death.
You did a lot of sweating this weekend, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, air conditioning. Air conditioning is a big thing in Arizona. Yeah.
In the desert.
Isn't that weird?
Who'd have thunk it? Well, anyway, this just feels like Coachella this year.
No shine.
Nobody's into it. Last year it was Beyonce and Beychella and, you know, the ode to HBCUs, and we all know about it.
There's a documentary coming out about
it. Oh, my God. Ooh!
That's how good last year's was. A movie's coming out.
I'm watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Lady Gaga's?
No.
You gotta watch it.
What streaming platform?
Netflix.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley.
It's really good.
Yeah, I got it.
She can sing, boy. She can sing.
Yeah, I know.
For real?
Yeah, she's talented.
What do you mean?
I got it. I'm not down on Lady Gaga.
All right, anyway.
I'm trying to get the Gagas after me. What are their names?
So anyway, so there's the Gaga.
What are they?
They're the monsters.
The monsters, they're called the monsters?
Yeah.
It's affectionate. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
We call our fans crazy, gang.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but that's in the title, and her name's Gaga, and
they're monsters.
She had a monster song or something.
No, they're just like she calls them little monsters. I like it. I am a little monster.
Good.
Anyway, first of all, before Coachella even started, Solange had to cancel her set due to production delays, which sucks because people buy those tickets with the intent of seeing the people that are on the lineup.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj's earpiece didn't work. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande is the headliner. Apparently, she performed 26 songs. I wasn't aware she had recorded 26 songs.
That's a lot of Ariana Grande.
I like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Although I wish, anyway. The point is, I just feel like Coachella doesn't have the buzz that it did last year. So, loser power rankings for Coachella. And also, I'm probably not going. All right, number two. This is a very weird thing. We talked about this in the production meeting yesterday, and I still don't understand it. And I discussed it with Earl last night, and he's with me. We both think that you're out of your mind. But maybe I'm crazy, so maybe that fits.
There you go.
So, Amir Johnson had his phone.
Yes.
On the sideline on the bench of the Sixers game when they were getting their asses kicked by the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid looked at it, and the Sixers fined Amir Johnson an unspecified amount for conduct detrimental to the team. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've confirmed that the NBA also fines guys for this. But the bottom line is this. You can't have your phone on the sideline. There was some sort of report out there that he had his kid was sick or something.
Right.
And there's assistant coaches everywhere. There's team handlers everywhere. If you have to have constant information about something, someone can hold your phone who's allowed to have a phone.
Agreed.
Or get you information at any time that you need. You can't have your phone on the bench of an NBA game. There's places where you just can't have your phones. Like nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want someone texting while working with the nuclear stuff. Okay.
But who is at fault here? Like I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I understand, and I agree with you. With there's rules, you can't have your cell phone everywhere. Da, da, da. But who's at fault here? Because now we're coming at Joel Embiid for it being a bad look when it wasn't his phone.
No. I'm not coming at Joel Embiid. Okay. Like I think Joel Embiid could have probably been like, dude, you got to put that away. But I'm not coming. Joel Embiid. It wasn't Joel Embiid's phone. I'm not mad at Joel Embiid. Like, okay. That's I'm not mad at him.
Okay.
Amir Johnson knows not to have his phone on the sideline. Like, you can't do that. You cannot have your phone on the bench. Everyone knows that. You were giving me a lot more pushback yesterday than you are right now, so I'm kind of confused. Have you thought about it and realized that I'm 100% right on this?
No, I'm saying, like, if they didn't want their phones, those pants have pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like the phone can be wherever it is. And I'm saying it's not that big of a deal. And it's
I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but I'm just saying it's a bad look when you are losing and you've got fans who pay an insane amount of money to come and watch the game. Like, it's disrespectful to your teammates. It's disrespectful to coaches. Like, it's not cool. It's not okay. You can't have your phone on the bench. You just can't do it. I'm not losing my mind over it. It's just not a good look. You can't do it. And you were flipping out yesterday like I was being some old fuddy-dud. And the truth of the matter is I'm surprised he's not suspended.
He's not suspended because it's not that big of a deal.
It is a big deal.
Okay. I believe you.
Well, that conversation did not go as
well. So you can convince me that it's a bad look and that he shouldn't have happened and all of that stuff. But like at the end of the day, it's not a big deal at all.
If it was my team, I would have suspended him. From the bench, like, what do you mean he's not playing? Like, you can't do it. That's all the more reason why. Like, you can't do it. You can't do it. Anyway.
We'll see it two more times this playoffs.
No, I don't think we will.
Okay.
Finally, Bucks Pistons. Blake Griffin is not playing. This series is completely unwatchable. I'm sorry. and it's not because of Blake Griffin. It's just not. And it's fine. Like, there was going to be a series.
Unwatchable?
I mean, it's pretty much unwatchable.
Yeah,
did you watch? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You watched.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Blowing a team out by, was it 30 that they did? They are used to blowing teams out by double digits. It's not going to be competitive, especially if Blake Griffin isn't out there. Blake Griffin is that missing.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that's why it's not watchable.
What is Blake Griffin doing? Why is he not there? How did he not sit out the last 50 games waiting for the playoffs? You know what I'm saying?
They probably needed him to make the playoffs.
I know. But you know what I'm saying? Time management.
No, I don't know what you're saying. I think that the Bucks are the best team in the East, and they're beating the number 8 seed very badly.
By 35.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's almost as much as the lead that the Warriors blew.
Woo! It's actually a little more. It was only a 31-point lead.
Yeah.
Yes.
That the Warriors blew. Yeah. Good record, though. Clippers.
Yes.
A lot of championships.
All right, what's in the Migos Culture Report?
Sunday night, the final season of Game of Thrones has officially started, and we got yet another episode dedicated solely to setting shit up.
Yeah.
It's a family reunion in Winterfell when Arya catches up with Jon Snow, Sansa catches up with her ex-husband Tyrion, and Jon Snow catches up with his brother from the Night's Watch, Samwell Tarly. Mm. And if you have ever been to any family reunion, then you know that there's plenty of awkward moments during the whole thing. There's awkward moments between Dany and Sansa, Dany and Samwell, Samwell and Aegon Targaryen, a.k.a. Aegon San, a.k.a. formerly known as Jon Snow. And last but not least, Jaime Lannister, a.k.a. the Kingslayer, and Brandon Stark, a.k.a. the Three-Eyed Raven, meet up again in Winterfell for the first time since April 11th, 2011. The North finally gets to see what dragons look like, the same way the dragons finally get to see what their new stepdaddy looks like. And if you can't decode that, Jon Snow can ride a dragon. In King's Landing, Cersei gets down and dirty with the dirtiest Greyjoy in the Seven Seas, all while wishing she had some more elephants on deck. But the golden lining, the whole thing is she finally has an acceptable baby daddy to blame and share to the world other than her one-handed brother. And finally, the White Walkers are no longer coming. Them little bastards is here and they don't like walls. What did you think of the first episode?
It's a very good recap. And very strong.
Yes!
Very strong. Well done.
Thank you.
Boy, where do I start? Okay, first of all, I was not expecting that much setup. Like, there's usually a lot of setup in the first episode of any series.
There's a lot of action on the last episode of season 7. So they almost like, all right, y'all.
Just calm down. We need to know what's going on.
Yes.
So I was okay with it, although it felt very quick because there was so much setup. It felt like the episode was like 20 minutes long.
And information we already knew as viewers is just like
now coming out. Characters like, yes, we knowing. Knew that.
Yes.
But important moments. Mm-hmm. Yes, I too would be upset if there were no elephants because elephants are the best. Although logically, I don't know how she thought they were going to get across in the boats.
Why? With the boats and elephants.
There's less practical things going on. They're like, you know. ice dragons.
Right, right.
So
right,
yes. Stranger things have happened in Game of Thrones world, so I guess it's reasonable to expect it. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that creepy guy. What's his name? Greyjoy. He's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Eon.
Eon. He's the worst. I still remain with my predictions, although I've added some. I think Cersei's definitely still winning.
Okay.
I still get a lot of pushback on that from the deep nerds.
Yeah,
which are the ones that read like the Reddit streams on Game of Thrones. Sorry, yes. You're taking it too far. There's Reddit streams for everything. Okay, just don't even look into it.
Right.
And I think that first of all, that interaction between Bran and Jaime Lannister,
mm-hmm.
something there.
Bran, he
pushed him. He pushed him out the window. Yeah. I'm saying I don't know what it is there though. Like he's looking that way at everybody, so it's not like a unique stare. He looks that way at everybody.
It's so true.
I don't
like his
character.
What do you mean? I don't like Bran. Important character. He's a three
out
of Raven.
Like, can he just do something? Like, can he just say something?
He's
dramatic?
In a wheelchair.
Not that way.
Oh.
I mean, like, say something dramatic that's, like, going to do, like, start something. I mean, he did make Tarly go tell him tell Jon Snow the news, but why can't he just tell him the news? Why is it always going
to
be something
else?
He's
busy waiting for an old friend, and he just showed up to King's Landing.
Jaime Lannister?
Yes. With a golden hand.
I don't know. I think Jon Snow kills Daenerys. I think he's going to murk her.
What if the dragons eat her?
No, I think both dragons die. And I think Jon Snow.
Another one out there.
I think Jon Snow. Oh, okay, all three dragons die.
Okay.
And I think that Jon Snow has to mark her. Yeah.
Interesting. It's from the
Jeremy. Jeremy has one way.
Jeremy, who's read
show.
The books.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because at the books they left off before this. Like this is all new.
This is all new.
This is all new.
What do you think about theory?
I like it. I don't know if
that'll actually happen, but I do like it.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
It's my initial thought. How
are you saying thank you to that? He just said, I don't believe
it. He likes my theory.
But you said it well.
So?
I like the theory. I just
like,
don't know
he
how
he would like it that happened,
yeah,
is
exactly.
What he said.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, Jon Snow going to die again. Arya might kill him. She said, remember.
Oh, and the White Walker's getting weird. What's with the choppy thing on the wall? Why we gotta
do all
that?
They're doing some extra stuff.
Yeah,
White Walker
getting
literate
extra,
in a weird.
Yeah, getting way extra.
That could have been the Children of the Forest that did that. Just like letting everybody
Ooh.
Know. Hey, you feel me?
Yeah.
There's some stuff going on.
I think it hits the fan next episode though.
And then the rest of the episode.
Well, I mean, where the White Walkers are chopping up people and putting them on walls, like I think it's probably they're coming to here.
Yeah, I'll say this: in season 8, I want to see the White Walkers on ships sailing to King's Landing. Like, here we come, Cersei. We coming from the other side. You know what I mean? Because
they murk everybody. They get everyone.
Joy. Who do you think? You think humanity's gonna win out?
I mean, I
you live in this society. You know humanity ain't gonna win out.
Yeah, that's true. Coach Baker, you all right?
Oh yeah, I was bracing.
Thanks for joining us this week for the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast.
Yes.
Make sure you check out Brandon Newsman's updates Friday morning.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on YouTube so you will get those first at Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Follow us on our social media pages at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod.
Yep.
Brandon's Newman Show 99.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Joy Taylor Talks.
Man.
Share with your friends. Comment. Double tap. Do all those things.
All that.
Like and subscribe. And thanks for joining us. I'll catch you next week.
Bye.
And the update. So we'll catch you on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see y'all. We'll see y'all
around. We'll see.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Ooh.